Do some warm up exercises.
Yeah.
Timer's rolling. Ready? Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pepper peppers.
No.
Am I supposed to just repeat what you say?
No, you were just like fucking reading
Peter
this.
Peter Piper pickled a pecker, pecker, pickle, pickle, pickle.
Pickled a pecker,
pickled a pecker. Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should bring it closer.
So did.
I need a teleprompter.
A big black bug bit a big black bear, made a big black bear bleed blood.
What the? You practiced it.
No.
You ready a big black bug bit a big black bear, made a big black bear blue blood. Xavier, your turn.
The duck may swim on the pond.
Which one is it?
That one.
Yeah.
A big black bug bit a big black bear, made the big black bear bleed blood.
Yeah, pretty good.
This one I was having trouble with. Which witch wished which wicked wish?
So fucking hard. Alright. I'm hard to get
the first one.
My brain gets turned up.
You're overthinking it.
Which wicked wish?
See, it came out good.
I did it. Nah.
No, it came out good. She sees cheese. Greek grapes. Adrian Tongue Twister meme.
You didn't look up. Let's see if there's an Eric.
No. I don't know so many.
Stupid.
The hardest tongue twister is often considered to be pad kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod. What?
That makes no sense. It's just random words.
Is that what a tongue twister is? Is it random words?
I can do that. People picked packs of pepper cocks.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. The six chic six shit shoot.
Where's that one at?
Edit it out. No. The six chic six shit. Sheeps.
That one's on the top, ain't it?
That was...
Didn't we read that one earlier somewhere?
Yeah, that was under yours. Yeah. Adrian and the six sheiks. Six ships seek. Sick.
Adrian and the
Hey, serious right now, guys?
Fucking serious.
Things to say with a lisp. Instead of providing things to say with a lisp, more help to focus on causes and treatments.
He's trying to help you.
10 hardest words to say with a lisp. Oh, yeah. Kooka. The sound C. assassin. This word is difficult to say.
Athathin.
Thathy.
Thathy.
Thos. Morstoth.
Morstothes.
Wait, do you say the C? Because it says it has trouble with the C, right?
Morstothes.
Morstoth. You need to come to your synthesis. Thematic. Systematic. Dude, what if we get stuck doing this shit?
Well, I know. What if we start having to listen?
Are you saying seriously now? Thesmintin. Thesmintin. Thesmintin.
What is it?
Thesmintin.
Thesmintin.
My name's Sam. Specificities. Specificities.
I can't do that one.
Specificities. No.
Instead of saying
Adrian and the sip sip.
That's what I was doing.
Adrian and his dad's dog. His dad's dad's dog's dead.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three fart smellows.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows.
I think
it was gonna happen. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Smart. I don't know. I was there. Real dumb. Here.
You mean
Dr.
Fails?
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, he felt smart. Three smart fellows, they felt smart.
You got it all wrong.
I got it all right.
No, you didn't.
What?
You missed like two, three words.
Which ones did I miss?
You said he.
Two smart fellows.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three fart. Three fart. Three smart fellows, they felt smart. Now that he is on there.
Yeah, but you said he on they. I was following it while you were reading.
It's different. Yeah. It's better than one smart fellow, he smells small.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. I can't help it. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart.
In your own fucking
one smart language. Fellow. One smart fellow, he felt smart. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three smart fellows, they've all felt smart. Read it faster, bitch.
I did. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they smelled fart. Smart fart.
They smell smart.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three smart fellows, they felt smart.
They actually did it, though.
They all felt smart.
He actually did it, though.
Yes.
How much money left on the table?
A lot of money.
So
this
guy
stole this car.
Wow. So how much? You said 40 grand?
Yeah. 40 grand out there.
Did you pull out of your pocket?
I don't have a holster. Did you just pull it out of your fucking bucket?
Oh shit.
That was funny. You're crazy.
What do I have for now? He just pulled a gun out of his pocket.
What? I said I don't have a fucking holster. It was in my bucket.
Oh, I canceled on the bodyguard. See, I forgot about that.
What?
I canceled on the bodyguard.
So you get that money back too?
I get that money back too. So I'm taking about $1,500.
So not me, I just got paid.
So he's rich.
Is $1,500 okay to take? Or am I still?
No, that's too much.
It's good as long as you don't spend it all.
Yeah. I don't plan on. Now if you come back with more money, then that's better.
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
I don't know how that happened.
How are y'all doing on your weight?
Huh?
How are y'all doing on your challenge?
Terrible.
Pretty bad.
Terrible. Hmm? Yeah. Terrible.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
I've been doing terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I only lost 2 pounds.
I ain't lost shit. I don't think. I ain't even weighed myself.
Damn. I think I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I just got sick.
You got sick? That's what I was saying.
Like, I think I'm doing pretty good.
You didn't weigh in that day, though. Huh?
Yeah. 2:30, 2:20.
Oh, yeah, you're like
229, right? That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where I'm at, right now I'm at 215.
Dang.
God damn.
That was a bad sickness. You weren't sick that long, though, right?
Huh?
Like a whole day?
No, just today.
One day. God damn, one day of eating it, bro.
5 pounds in a day.
Yeah.
I did throw up a lot, though. That's crazy. I did throw up everything I had.
This is smart glasses. I don't have any more. Warm ups for us. So we can roll in on the credits.
Dude, we gotta have the elevator music.
Is the letters falling down to that or what?
Yeah.
Falling down?
Not falling, but sliding down, maybe. Like a Star Wars.
What the fuck is that? A shark attack? Yeah, but it doesn't start off that way, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, well, now what the fuck? The credit, like the beginning.
That one.
No, the beginning, it starts off the way I did it, and then it goes to that.
More or less? I don't know. Y'all are experts.
I'll argue with that.
So. Okay. Anyways, are we just introduced?
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the AxeCast. Been rolling for 20 minutes.
Have we been?
Yeah.
No, we were warming up.
Yeah, we've been rolling for 20 minutes. Warming up for 20 minutes.
Did you say rolling up for 20 minutes? Or is that just me?
That's the longest roll up I've ever seen in my life.
I was about to say, that person is fired. Fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, job so promotion, no. You a good roller? No. Yes. No. All lies.
Roll it up. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Huh?
Remember that commercial?
The dog.
The dog.
The dog.
And the beans. Roll that beautiful bean footage. You remember that?
No. What is that?
A can of beans. The can of bean commercial.
No. For real? For real. Can you pull it up? Yeah. I kind of want to see it now.
Eric, pull it up.
You're the phone guy.
You got a kickstand, bro.
Yeah, but I have to use my finger.
You really don't remember that? With the dog?
Yeah, the dog. There's a dog. The dog talks.
Maybe if I see it.
No, is that the... Yeah. I thought the dog talked. I thought it was Bacon. Bacon! Oh, no,
he does that too.
He does that one too, yeah.
But he does also do that. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Roll that beautiful bean
footage. He just popped up. See, there's a dog.
No, there he is.
A lot of people want to know what makes Bush's baked beans taste so darn good. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Some think it's our specially cured bacon, our fine brown sugar, or our delicate blend of spices. But the real reason our baked beans taste so good is the Bush secret family recipe, which I've shared with only one other soul, and he's not talking.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Uh-oh. Great tasting Bush's baked beans. No one bakes them
better. That's an old freaking commercial.
Yeah, someone looks
familiar. Yeah.
That last part didn't ring a bell.
No.
But when he first came on and said that, it did.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah, did you ever have those scanners? It's like a... It was a toy. It's called scanners. And like, it's a little device and you could take it with you to the store or wherever you're at and you scan a barcode any barcode, and sometimes you won't get nothing, but sometimes a monster will come out and you would have to fight the monster on the game.
For real?
Yeah, it's called, they're called scanners.
No.
Man, that shit was freaking cool, bro. Like, it was around the same time those little Digivices came out. You remember the Digivices? Did you ever see those ones?
The little keychain looking.
Yeah, little, they're like that big, and then you shake them to get steps, and then your Digimon will fight different Digimon. The only thing that sucked about that thing is that the batteries would die before you'd get to the end, and you'd have to start all over again with new batteries.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing that sucks about that shit.
You had to play that game pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll be sitting there shaking that damn thing while I'm on the couch, because you're supposed to walk with it, you know what I mean? And then they'll start to beep whenever you get to a certain thing to fight, and then you pull it out real quick and you fucking fight them, you know what I mean? Yeah, so like, I would be trying to like beat it, you know what I mean? So I'd be sitting there on the damn couch and I'd be like shaking that thing until it go off, you know what I mean? And shit, there was one time my mom had laughed at me because I had crashed out on the couch, and said, she said that when I was crashed out, I had my hand in there doing this.
With that muscle memory.
Yeah, yeah, muscle memory, bro.
Did she ask you?
Yeah, she said she was laughing. She woke me up.
Did you tell her because of that?
Yeah, well, she's new because I was always playing it, you know what I mean?
As a parent, I'd be like, oh, God, I'm dead. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah. I wasn't doing this. I wasn't doing that.
Find out who was over there doing this.
Those trigger fingers, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, shit. The games they used to have back in the day, that shit's crazy. Yeah, I never had nothing like that. I never played nothing like that. Yeah, I like that shit.
Nah.
Shit, I'm ready for this November to end already, man.
Why?
So I can shave. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking right now, like, it's like a...
Don't even... look, Adrian, look, bro. Adrian, before you continue...
You know,
before you continue, Adrian. Before you continue, all right, let's think about this, okay? I mean, think about what I went through yesterday. Don't say it. Don't say it.
What happened yesterday?
Don't say it. You're going to make it come back again?
I thought that happened the day before yesterday.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it happen yesterday?
No.
Yeah, it did because my boss called me today. No, it did because
it's Monday. Wait, what's today? Tuesday? Oh, yeah, you're right. It did happen yesterday.
Oh, y'all had me tripping. You had me tripping, Adrian.
My bad.
Look, let's think about this rationally.
Yeah.
Let's start a new conversation. We're not even gonna say.
Hold on. I'm not even gonna say what you think I'm gonna say. Hear me out, all right? You know those posters with the evolution of man? It has like the little organisms, the monkeys. I'm gonna say like from the beginning of November. That's how I look. And then this is mid-November. This is me now, at the end of November. All right, that's all I was gonna say, man.
Like what I thought you were gonna say, bro.
That was not bad.
Ta-da. Can't grow shit. This is the longest I grow shit, and it curls, and I get tired of it. I'm always like,
yeah.
Go down.
That's how mine is right now. I don't like it. I'm eating my hair.
I ain't gonna lie, I did shave a little.
Mm-hmm.
The little things.
The little patches, yeah. What?
Little patches. What?
Look, it would have been bad if I said, like, some shit like, this is me from start of November till now, how much my hair grew. And then, like, saying, like, from November to now, that's how much your hair grew, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't say nothing like that. I just said, like, evolution, you know?
I tell you what. I got an idea.
What's that?
Start a new conversation.
Okay.
Just kidding. I can't grow anything. That's just what it. So it makes me upset. I can't grow anything.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could, but then again, you know, it has perks. Cause then I'd be like, well, damn, I don't want to shave all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to. All this stupid little hairs coming out. Might as well make it worth it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The whole little clean, clean slate.
Making fun of my disability.
Clean slate.
Yeah, clean slate.
Clean slate.
Clean slate. Clean slate. That's clean a tongue slate. Slit twister too?
No.
Just for me, I guess.
Kings. What?
Clean slate.
Oh, clean slate. I only say king because I heard somebody say king.
That's what I said.
He said king.
Clean slate.
Yeah, I started getting tongue tied again.
King slate.
Yeah.
King slate.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Yeah.
King stated clean slate.
Clean slate.
King right? stated clean slate.
Did I say that wrong again?
No.
Oh, I did it.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He keeps getting it wrong.
Mm. What did I say?
King slate.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's go. What I said.
You didn't say it.
Yeah. The third time I didn't say it. Nope. I can't. It said king because my tongue got twisted.
Twisted. Tongue get twisted.
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 Yeah.
You know what that one is?
Mm-hmm. Know that one is?
Mm-hmm. No.
Here comes the boom.
Twisted.
Intimidation. You know that one?
I don't know what that is.
You never seen Here Comes the Boom?
Mm-mm.
Bro.
Wait, what's his name?
Kevin James. Yeah. That's a good movie. You know what else is a good movie?
What's a good movie?
Playdate.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
I don't know what that one is.
Dude, I tell you, man.
Can you pull up a...
I've been on a movie frenzy lately.
Playdate,
that one. It just came out on Amazon Prime.
Who does it have?
It's Kevin James, and it's the guy that plays Reacher now.
I just saw that one.
Swole white dude. What else does he play on? The Ringer? You seen The Ringer?
Plays Reacher on Prime, the series.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it just came
That's
out.
A funny movie, too, bro.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. That's a good movie, bro. That one is good. The Family Plan, Part 1 and Part 2. That's with Mark Wahlberg. That one's a good one. Those two are good. Shit, what else did I watch?
He's just a movie, man.
Yeah.
You just like watching a lot of movies.
Name any movie. You're about to do that.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
That's a good
movie. Man, but you know what? That series, I haven't finished it. I only got like the third episode, but it's the It series on HBO Max.
Did you say it's called like
Derry? Yeah, it's called Derry. Welcome to Derry.
Welcome to Derry.
Bro, that damn movie's like graphic, dog. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy movie.
Pretty worth it.
Man, crazy show. Yeah, it's graphic, dog. You be seeing like kids getting torn up and shit, like, golly. That's crazy.
Man, I haven't been able to watch no series lately. I just been, if I'm on TV, I'm on with the game.
The game?
Or the kids are on the TV and that's it.
Yeah, I started playing Little Nightmares 3. Pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then Double D told me about one he said he downloaded it on the Xbox. He was telling me to get it. Forgot what he said. The thing starts with an A or an R. I forgot what it is. But he said it's pretty good.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thought you were doing that. What's that old one?
Yeah, I was. Are you caught on? I really was.
Were you?
After I sneezed, that's why I did it. That's why I did it.
What is that called? I forgot what that one was.
The shuffle.
Was that what it is, the shuffle?
I don't know.
I
just said the crack addict.
The crack addict?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. What's up, Eric? I had a
question.
Hmm?
What's up, Doc?
Nothing. I'm listening to y'all.
Start talking. We're going to be quiet.
Just
ain't getting no more views.
Deciphering y'all's conversation. My
so
mind.
Are you just trying to like catch up? You're gonna like touch on all the topics at the end?
Yeah, I'm writing them down.
Mental note.
Mm-hmm. So why does your voice sound like that?
I don't know. Because I got strep throat.
Oh.
I mean, that's hello, true. Hello. Can you hear me?
Do like a late night, like, sex radio type shit.
Welcome to Xavier's XFM.
Huh?
We are playing all the slow jams tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
R. Kelly's I'll Piss on You.
Yeah, I know, but what's that? What's the one with Will Ferrell's stepdad? When there's a stepdad with. What is that one called?
Stepdad.
Stepdad, is that what it's called?
Step.
When he's in the radio booth?
Stepdad.
The pain booth! You know what I'm talking about? Try that voice. Sound like a Mexican Barry White.
Oh yeah.
The Kool-Aid man.
Oh baby. Oh yeah, rub me down. Oh yeah. Sound like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And I'm gonna take you down with them pennies down, baby.
No, I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. You ain't going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
What the hell was that?
He goes, hey, what are you doing up there?
He's like, getting away from you.
He goes, you ain't going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Your turn, Eric. Yes.
I don't have any good voices. I don't do that. I've never done that on like our phone calls and shit like that. Alright? I've never done it, right?
You reenacted some movies on the phone.
Have I?
Yeah. I've heard some slight change in your voice. You
know, I always hear his voice just when he tried to act out of movies. I just hear him in his voice, and it's all dull. And
yeah, man, it's just chill. Like, I've never tried to like really act out anything.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we already decide that we think that he's a robot, right? He doesn't remember anything from his childhood.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I don't have any emotions.
Okay, so. What it was then is this is all a simulation.
Yeah.
And he was put in my life to be my best friend.
He's a bot. He's a bot. He's a bot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he never gets tired of my bullshit.
Uh-huh.
He does, but he doesn't, but he does, but he doesn't. But I'm sure he does, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
What you think?
Mm-hmm.
He could be a bot.
He could be a bot.
He's like the free guy. Right?
Free guy?
Ain't they're bots, right?
No, they're not bots.
I thought they were bots.
They're,
SPMs. SPCs. NPCs. There we go. SPC. SPMs.
SPC.
SPC. South Plains College. What is it again? NPCs?
NPCs.
NPCs. There you go.
Yeah. Somewhat of a bot. Specialized program.
What movie is it?
Free guy.
Free guy.
Free guy.
You seen that one? With Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, yeah, I seen
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's in the game. He realizes he's real.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. I like that movie. That's a good movie.
I think
movie.
His name is Guy.
The guy, yeah. The guy. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I feel like I sent stuff on Messenger about us to talk about. I just don't remember what it was.
God damn, Eric.
We need a specialized talk about this.
Chat.
Message, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that,
because
huh?
All
can't
our
you
other
like share notes or something like that?
On iPhones, you can.
You can share notes?
But you ain't got an iPhone.
What do you mean? I got two iPhones.
You got an iPhone, but D don't.
He I got an iPad. iPhone. I got an iPad too.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an iPhone. I got my work iPhone, and then I got my regular iPad.
I got one phone. My brother got two. My cousin got three. I got one phone.
Huh?
Nobody's going to help me in this.
No, he has an iPad, and I have three phones. No.
You had three phones.
Mm-hmm.
I got two phones.
And an iPad.
And an iPad. And I have Xbox, a laptop. And a Nintendo Switch. And a MacBook now.
A VR and a PlayStation is about it.
Man, I'm mad. I'm going to have to step my shit up.
I'm going to get a rotary. Now I'm going to get a rotary.
No, all right. I really do got to go get one, though.
So, yeah. There is one thing I wanted to talk about.
What's that?
And that's if you feel comfortable talking about it.
What's up?
When is too early to tell your kids and cause them a traumatic experience with a lot of heartbreak and like crazy shit
going down? Wait, say that again?
You didn't say to tell me too early to what?
No, I was trying to get there. I was waiting for y'all to fill it in.
Wait for the suspense. Say it again.
All right. So when is it too early to cause like a traumatic experience for your kids to make them break down and cry, and to tell them that their entire lives you were lying to them about Santa Claus? Too much.
That was way too much, bro. Yeah. That's not even what happened.
What happened?
That didn't even sound like we said the first time.
It isn't.
It's just the same thing with more.
But he's trying to make it more traumatic. He's trying to be right. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make himself be right and make me like a bad guy.
But I don't think there's a right and wrong in this situation.
You've been telling me I was wrong.
You're wrong!
You've been telling me that the whole time. I've been wrong about it. All right, so here's the deal. Sum it up. All right, so I found out about, you know, Mr. Claus a long time ago, like before Elijah's age and Ezra's age.
Before,
you know
what I mean? By yourself.
Huh?
They told you about yourself.
They told me. I didn't find out by myself. They told me. And so Elijah and Ezra are getting older. Elijah's about to go to junior high. And Ezra, he's right behind him. You know what I mean? So, like, usually we just, you know, everything that we do, we tell them together, you know, like, everything they do together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I decided, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and tell them about it already. You know what I mean? Because I don't want them going to junior high and they still believe about it and then they get made fun of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to hear it from kids at school. They're already hearing it right now. Like, because after I told them, they told me, like, yeah, a lot of kids in school already tell us, and we just don't believe them, and this and this and that, you know, whatever. But that just makes them look stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I just told them, you know, I wanted to tell them. So, I sat them down with me and Jasmine, and we told them. And so, you know, Elijah, he got sad. Ezra got mad. And, you know, I had to, like, sit there and, like, both talk to him about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But afterwards, it was all good. It's all gravy.
Yeah.
But him...
What did Ezra say?
Huh?
What did Ezra do?
Ezra, he got mad. He was like, oh, I need time. I need some time. And he walked away and went to his room.
Went to his room.
Yeah. And then Elijah, he started getting crying. Like, he got teary-eyed. You know, his feelings were hurt. Or, like, maybe... I don't think it's because of the situation. I think it's because he felt like he was lied to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... You know, I had to sit there and comfort him first, and, you know, I talked to him about it, and then I called Ezra back over and talked to him about it, and, but that's what I was trying to tell him, though. I was like, look, man, he is real, but he's us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that just shows you how much we love you, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, don't think that we're not going to still do anything for you, you know what I mean? It's just... You know, this is where it's coming from. You know what I mean? And Christmas is about family, and not all about presents, not about him. It's about us together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's what I kind of told them. But I mean, they're cool about it. You know what I mean? They're cool with it. And but we also told him too, is like, if there's anybody that does, that you know that does believe in it, you don't go and tell them nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you let their parents talk to so, them. Yeah, like,
don't,
we,
don't
yeah,
ruin it for them.
Don't ruin it for them. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the parents' choice when they tell them. You know what I mean? So if they ever talk about it, you just go along with it, and that's it.
Yeah.
So him, he's over here saying like, ah, oh, that's you ruined his childhood, and you ruined this and ruined that, and even his mom was saying like, oh, I can't stand you, Adrian. I can't believe you did that, and this and don't listen to him, Eric. Eric still believes in Santa Claus too.
No, he broke.
My mom would tell us just, we don't get no gifts unless we believe in Santa Claus. Playing around.
Yeah.
So when did you stop believing?
But I thought Eric said, when is it too early to tell your son about a traumatic experience after a breakup, whatever?
Oh, about a breakup. Okay. Yeah.
Is that what you said?
No, that's not what he said.
Oh, that's what I thought I heard.
No, he had...
Your voice is just so like... What's the word I'm looking for?
You're like the...
You're like captivating. Like, you just...
You're like those people that do the Sims R things to make people go to sleep. Yeah,
I don't even know what the fuck you're saying. I'm just like listening to your voices caressing me. I'm like, who is this guy?
Am I attracted to this?
What is this weird feeling? Is this why we didn't work out?
No. But yeah, so that's what happened. And, like I said, like me, I just felt like I needed to.
No, I was telling him already. I was like, shit, I fucking believe in Santa Claus to high school. Like, yeah, believe like the entire time. And it was like, it wasn't like a hardcore belief. Of course, you know, there was all the kids saying like, oh, you know, he's not real. My parents told me he's not real. And I was like,
My parents would never lie to me.
There's a small possibility that he is real. And even though, yeah, I mean, you're convincing, there's also that possibility, like, what if he is real and I'm just, like, getting taken for a fool? I was a fool.
Yeah.
Like, that's just believing in aliens and stuff like that. Like, what if they are real and we're just taken for a fool? Or what if they're not real and we're just taken for a fool? So aliens are like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Okay.
We are the aliens.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what happened. What are your thoughts on that?
When did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
Shit. For a long time. Like, I think I was in Cavazos.
In Cavazos?
Cavazos or Hutch. One or the other.
Okay. Yeah, see, I was in elementary whenever they told me.
Yeah.
So fucked up. That's like saying, like, there's no such thing as a big ass bunny that delivers eggs. Or a fucking big ass turkey that, like, shows up on your doorstep Thanksgiving morning. Like,
okay. Me, if I would have told you.
Tell me what?
That Santa Claus wasn't real. Would you have believed me? At a young age?
Oh, at a young age. I was like, right now? I don't know. Kinda. Still believe he's kinda real. Okay, so at a young age, like I said, same shit. There were kids as I grew up, just like your boys, there was kids out there. No, Santa Claus is fake. My parents told him he's fake. It's our parents putting the gifts under the thing. I mean, it's just that small possibility that you hold on to. And depending on how well your parents are, they can get away with it. Like, there's always that little question in your mind. You're like, nah, I believe it. Like, it could be fake. I mean, it could be my parents, but I kind of have to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, I mean, I'm going to have that small thought in the back of my mind, like, I mean, he could be real. Shit, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're not going to be kids forever. I understand that, you know, they're kids right now. And, I mean, there still can be kids. It's just, you know, they need to understand that, like, this world is not a la-la land. You know what I mean? That's just how it is, you know?
I'm doing fine.
It's questionable. Nah, it's questionable.
Hey, that wasn't my fault. That one was not my fault.
I'm just saying, man. I feel like, you know, our part of being parents is, you know, being tough on the kids, showing them, like, you can't. I mean, it's not a lie, but the way you raise your kids is the way you raise your kids. I mean, everybody does it differently. But me, I just felt like it was time to tell them, and that I'm just preparing them for the world. I mean, that's, as a father, that's the choice that I made, and I feel like that was the right choice for me to tell them, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't want to keep secrets from them or lie to them about shit, you know what I mean? Like, cause that's how I felt whenever I found out. I was like, really? I've been lying this whole time.
You were a kid.
Yeah, I know, but that's how I felt though. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's the way they felt too. Like, wow, you know, my parents lied to me about this whole time. You know what I mean?
Not me.
And then the way that I found out, like, they just told me in the car. And remember when bells and everything was right here, when they had copper and everything. Like, that's when it was still out there, and that's when I found out, because we were there in the parking lot. I was sitting in the car, and my mom told me, and I was like, really? Like, y'all lied, you know what I mean? Y'all been lying to me this whole time? And then, like, they didn't even tell me nothing about the freaking tooth fairy or nothing. I found out on my own. And I freaking found my old teeth in a little stash spot, and I was like, really? The tooth fairy ain't real either, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we, like, I don't know. I felt some type of way about it, and I didn't want to, like, I think as you get older, like, that progresses, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That was just my choice.
I didn't know the tooth fairy wasn't real.
I think my kids think the tooth fairy is still real.
Okay.
Wait, do your kids think the tooth fairy is real? You fucking told them that, too?
No, they asked. I didn't want to lie to them.
What about the Easter Bunny?
Oh, they knew about the Easter Bunny. They knew about that.
Did you just confirm it that day as well?
No.
Wait, how many? What?
It's like, son, when do the eggs randomly appear back there? Every time we're the ones that go out there and go hide it. Like, they wait for us to go and hide it, and then they come and go and get it, you know what I mean?
You didn't put Easter baskets at the front door?
No. We just give it to them. Did y'all do that or what? Mm-hmm. They would just drop off in the front door or what? Mm-hmm. You grew up on a house of lies.
So, full of lies.
What else did you fucking tell them? No such thing as leprechauns.
That OJ didn't really do it. Nah, OJ didn't do it.
OJ's innocent.
OJ's innocent. No, maybe no, we'll just maybe free we'll... my nigga. Nah. Nah, he did it. He did it.
Did.
That nigga guilty as fuck. No. Huh?
And he did.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
On his deathbed, he said he did it.
I don't remember. I don't know how to keep up with it.
Right. Yeah, look it up. I think on his deathbed,
he said dead, he did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I got away with murder.
What does it say?
I didn't look if he was dead. He never formally confessed to the murders, but he did offer a hypothetical account in his 2007 book, If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer.
He wrote a book about him doing it?
He said, if I did it, I would have not got caught. Nah, look. This is what I would have said.
If I did, I would have done it this way instead.
It's like that fucking rap song where he like, this is admissible in court.
I got an alibi.
I got a down.
God damn. That is funny. Yeah, I didn't know he died.
The cover of the book.
I thought he was locked up.
The cover of the book is the people. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
You should type in.
When did he die? Deathbed.
Well, I'd see if he admitted to any of the deaths. He said no.
Took that shit to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
That's 76. 2024.
Damn, last year.
Put it, did OJ confess on his deathbed?
Oh, did OJ.
Orange juice?
It heard you. No, OJ Simpson did not make a deathbed confession.
Did he have AIDS? No.
He confessed to that. I look.
He had AIDS, right?
No, I don't know.
Or is that the other? That's a baseball player, right? Is it a baseball player? Ain't there somebody that has AIDS that's still alive right now?
Magic
Johnson. Basketball.
See, it says right here. Ongoing claims. In late 2024, after Simpson's death, a former bodyguard claimed to have a recorded confession on a thumb drive, prompting the police to investigate. But the authorities.
To the thumb drive.
But the authorities reported having no evidence to back up the claim. So it's just all bullshit.
He said, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
NWA. Niggas with attitude.
Crazy shit, bro.
I'm gonna show you this one video. Since we're talking about OJ. It didn't pop up.
So y'all ready for y'all's trip?
Man, I'm excited. I really am. I felt like I really need this. You hurt?
Hmm?
I said you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm babysitting. I'm babysitting. I'm just there to make sure y'all have a good time.
Who are you babysitting? You babysitting me? You know I don't even get drunk.
Come again?
I mean, I do, but...
What are you talking about again?
What? You know what, but no, I feel honored.
Oh, yeah.
For the song for to care for me, something like that.
Yeah.
But I want you to have your fun, too.
I am. It's like an experience that I've never had before, so... We're gonna go, and we're gonna just do all the good things. Hopefully, we can get some cheerleader numbers and...
Cheerleader numbers.
We made a sign.
Should y'all take the mic so y'all can interview people out there? Record.
We can.
Yeah.
Tell Josiah, like, hey, bro, you gotta come. You gotta be our camera guy. You don't gotta do nothing. Just record.
What questions would we ask?
All right, guys. So this is the first time that I've been out here. What can I expect? So
get that damn mic out of my face.
Do you think I am going to get wasted? Do people usually get wasted out here? Will I be able to see boobs? There are a lot of girls flashing.
Eric, you know you're talking to a mannequin, right?
I just thought he was being quiet. I shouldn't have took those shots.
Yeah, I saw that. You see that video? That drunk guy. He's at a bar. He's at a bar and he's walking and there's a big old mirror and he walks and he runs in and he's like telling him to go and then he tries to go. Tries to go again, like he's trying to say just trying to tell him to go on and talking to himself. And I seen another one where this old girl, this is an older lady. And she doesn't have a phone. She has a fucking big old iPad. It's an iPad. She's trying to talk to somebody on the fucking iPad. She's all drunk. Oh, yeah.
Hey, young officer.
You know what I do? We gotta screen record that, and that way I can put it on the screen. Yes. Put it on the screen whenever we release the podcast, you know, showing that we're watching it. You know what I'm saying?
Screen record it.
Yeah.
How much liquor or alcohol do you have to consume to be that wasted?
Shit.
It depends on the person.
Eight shots. That's all it takes for me.
See, if it's eight shots for him, it's probably back to six back. For me. Because they say the heavier you are, the more alcohol you can.
That's a lie.
You can take.
So.
That eight fucking shots that I drank, I wouldn't even. It was a long time ago. I wouldn't even be, you asshole.
So, I went drinking with my homeboy Eddie Garcia, and we had four shots of Mexican candy and four Dos Equis. And after the fourth shot, I showed up like at 5 o'clock. Drink over that copper.
Yeah.
And after that fourth shot, it was like 7 o'clock. Man, Valerie was having to pick me up. I was fucked up.
You're feeling it,
but I wasn't.
Blacked out.
I was walking straight, but that dude was.
Yeah.
So maybe it takes me. Maybe a little bit more
than six. Have you ever get to that point where you feel like what you just said, and you keep on going, like a couple more shots, then you'll probably get it like that. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Eric? How much does it take for you?
I'll never know.
I do. I think we got video of it.
Yeah, but do you know how much it was?
Yeah, Zach told us.
Zach doesn't know.
He was with you. What do you mean?
He only saw what I would let him see. Like, you don't fucking tell your peoples like what you're doing, how much you have, what your limit is.
Why?
Because they'll try to push it. You know your own limit, right? Just try not to reach it.
You're born on a house of lies now. You lie to everybody now.
God damn it. No, I should have wore sweats.
So what's the plan, guys? What's the plan?
For what?
So y'all gonna go out there tomorrow.
If we interview, so what do we say? Hey, what's your name? Where you from?
We just wing it.
What's your name? Where are you from? You know, what are you doing here? Or how long are you here for?
Just make sure you don't meet another Eric, because an Eric could be awkward. You don't want to meet an Eric.
I don't know. Maybe you just go up to him like, hey, we got a podcast. You say, tell him what podcast it is. Would you like to answer a couple questions? For the podcast or whatever, and then y'all should just answer like some random questions, like look up some random questions that you think would be funny for somebody to answer.
Can you look up some? You think maybe there's something like that?
Yeah.
What kind of questions to ask for a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to do something like that. Eric should do it. He'd be more awkward, and I think it'd be funny.
I wouldn't be awkward. I'm good at interviewing people.
What?
I'm good at interviewing people.
How?
Because I'm talkative when it comes to that. Y'all suck.
We suck?
Y'all suck.
Why do we suck?
Y'all are awkward.
I'm awkward?
Yeah, like, just talk to people. What's wrong with that? Like, just talk to them. They ain't nothing to be scared.
Nigga, you didn't even talk to us.
That's different. That's different. That's because I just sit here and listen to y'all talk. Y'all go back and forth about random shit.
Oh. Hold on. Where's my phone?
Where's my phone?
So my cousin, I ain't gonna say what cousin, sent me a video, and he's like, this is what he said. They sent me this video of the sounds coming from the AI Atlas comet. And he sent me a video. You want to hear what the AI Atlas sound like?
Kind of, I saw an interview about the AI Atlas.
Kind of scared to say yes.
Look.
So it's just a meter. It just didn't put anything out because of the government. So it says, what's your delusional, I don't know why that question doesn't make sense. What's your delusional prediction for today's game? Example, we win by 97 and the mascot scores twice. I don't like that question.
I don't like that one either.
All right, so this one's all right. If your team were a drink at this tailgate, what would it be and why?
Oh, yeah, I could do that at the football stadium. A
couple of balls on the rocks.
Wait, what? Say it again.
If your team were a drink at this tailgate, what would it be and why?
If your team was a drink.
A drink. Name of a drink.
Name of a drink, what would it be?
What kind
of
drink would it be? Why?
Tequila.
Tequila? The name of a
drink. Why tequila?
The name of a drink.
Why tequila? Tequila.
Because they fuck up.
Because you get fucked up watching them. Who in your friend group should not be allowed to call plays and why? If you could eject one opposing fan from the stadium before the game even starts, who's it going to be? I don't understand that one.
I guess you'd have to be around a whole bunch.
What's the most questionable thing you've eaten at a tailgate and survived? What's your worst pregame superstition that definitely doesn't work, but you still do it? That's a good one. Everybody has superstitious pregame things, except me.
You're the one that said it's a good one.
Except me. I already know if I bet on a team, I know they're losing.
Well, see, there you go. That's a superstition right there.
I'm going to bet on the other team to win. I'm going to bet on the other team to win. So the Cowboys can win. So we can enjoy the experience.
Is Mahomes playing?
Yeah. If you could replace the referee's whistle with any sound, what would it be?
What would your sound be?
Well, it says examples would be like a duck quack or a grandma yelling, a screaming goat.
Mmm. Remember them crickets?
Crickets?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing your thumb like that?
Because it was a it was a little square box. In the middle, it had where you put your thumb in. It was an oval shape.
For the dogs?
Where you click in and click out.
Yeah, the clickers for the dogs.
Click, click.
They used to have them for the level crickets.
I remember that.
No, yeah, they used
to. I remember what you're talking about. I know. I don't remember the level
trick. They train the dogs with that, don't they?
You know what I miss? I miss the Cotton Kings.
I miss the Cotton Kings. I used to watch that shit, too.
I used to watch that shit all the time, dude. I used to like watching the fights.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Who in this tailgate is going to be the drunkest fan? Who's going to be the loudest fan? And who's going to be the person with the best food?
I think I'm all three of those now.
Drunkest fan. Loudest fan, And he has good food.
What, after the game, what do y'all plan doing after that?
Well, I think we're planning on spending most of that day there. Pretty much all that day, right? Mm-hmm. Thursday is just completely game day.
Okay.
I mean, after the game, depending on how everything looks, we might eat something. Maybe eat freaking sandwiches. Depending on what time it is. Chill at the hotel, and then the next day we just go out, right? Which is that Friday.
So we're not going out after the game.
I don't care. It's going to be Thursday night.
I say we hit up one, we'll say spot. We hit up one spot.
Depends on how all that works. Because, I mean, like, it's Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday morning. So I don't know how all that's going to play out. Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday morning. And it's in over there, so it's going to be packed, I'm guessing, for Black Friday morning. We could plan and just, like, hope for the best, plan for the worst.
When y'all coming back? Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Yeah.
Which I'll probably be the one driving back, right? Because y'all going to have a good time on Friday.
I just wanted to wake up, eat breakfast, free breakfast. Because we got a free breakfast over there.
You should, yeah.
And
sleep.
Did it say that on the website?
Take off. Just did it right.
I don't remember.
I know there's a lot.
We already paid for it.
There's a lot of places in.
I just want to make sure those are too.
Yeah, everything's already
paid. There's a lot of places out there, man, where it's not. They have breakfast, but it's not free.
Continental breakfast.
So I just want to eat breakfast, and since we're done eating breakfast, let's take off.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Well, seeing how probably all of y'all are going to be feeling good, I'm probably going to sleep on the bed. And they're all going to be feeling good enough to sleep on the floor. I'll be like, bitch, I got to fucking drive tomorrow. Y'all sleep on the floor. Yeah. Nah, it should be fun. I mean, it's going to be an experience, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, probably would have been better if Adrian would have came. But, I mean, yeah. It is what it is.
Well, that's cool. We're giving you
I took my first steps without Adrian, so.
Two-year notice.
2-year notice.
You know this for 2 years, Adrian.
Yeah.
So when that day comes, 2 years, Adrian.
Well, I'm hoping that you're able to talk to that one guy about Saturday.
Oh, yeah, to go out there Saturday?
Go back out there Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mentioned to him about doing it on the weekend, but I don't know. I think he said he has stuff he has to do.
See, that's the thing. Like, yeah. If you see it on Friday, maybe you're able to talk to him about it and see if we're able to go back Saturday without him.
Yeah.
And if he, like, has, like, well, what if I do this? And just be like, well, I mean, we do have our certificate, our license and all that.
And my thing is, too, is as, like, he was, man, I don't know. I was kind of, like, iffy about it because when I asked him, like, his whole, like, demeanor kind of changed. You know what I mean? Like, he was cool with it. He was like, yeah, man, maybe we can go out there Friday or whatever. If you are you working Friday? I was like, well, I don't know. I'm not too sure yet. And he was like, well, yeah, man, if you don't work Friday, maybe we can go out there Friday and go spend the day out there. And he's like, if you're trying to shoot something, there's a whole bunch of hogs out there. And I was like, they got deer out there, too? He's like, well, yeah, well, they got deer, but, I mean, you know, there's not really that much big deer, but I mean, we'll see what's out there.
Just in the crosses.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just, like, you know how you can just read people sometimes, and it's kind of like.
Maybe it was just like an open gesture, like I usually do. Like, oh yeah, man, y'all want something to drink for Sonic?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. Now I know. I'm not gonna.
Because I'm still gonna like beg y'all to like tell me what y'all want. Yeah. I was telling Adrian, I was all like. Like, oh, you do want something?
Yeah. Yes. I was like, yeah, give me a water with lemon. He's like, oh, well, you do want something? I was like, oh, well, never mind.
I said, damn, now I got to go find Sonic. I was like, I have to go a different way to your house now. I have to go down 4th Street.
Yeah.
No, I was actually planning on getting something to drink. So I called
Thank you for the drink, by the way.
Yes. Could you eat a horse meat?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
if you had to.
If there was a zombie apocalypse or any kind of apocalypse, would you eat a dog?
Mm-hmm. If you had to. I'd be willing to try it, especially if I was, like, hungry as hell. I didn't want to cuss.
You've literally cussed, like, so many times.
I'm trying to get better. Which reminds me,
we do need to do.
Sunday, we need to go drop that money off with your, at your mom's church.
I know.
Do I owe money?
Huh?
Do I owe money?
We owe a lot of fucking
money.
Yeah,
but we're just going to have to start all over.
We're going to start all over again. We kind of fell off on that, too. I kind of feel like bad things have been happening to us because we stopped doing that now.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I hope that y'all be safe on y'all's trip and y'all have fun. Take videos and shit that we can, there's some fun stuff. Try to record it. That we can put it on
podcast. We're going to record all the experience.
Yeah, just
make sure I take that.
I can give you all the GoPro. You have to take it with you if you want to. You know, I mean, you got a phone, you can record on there too.
Nah, I could wear the GoPro.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want to do. But,
to go in my hat.
Yeah, you can put it.
It's up there.
Mm-hmm. You know, tape his phone to his head. Yeah. Well, shit. We'll call it already. All right, guys. Thank y'all for watching another episode of the Askcast. We are out, y'all. Well, by the time this comes out, they'll be back. But
yeah, we'll let you know what happens.
Let y'all know what happens.
Post y'all some videos.
Catch you next time.
I'm Eric with the Askcast.
Adrian with the Askcast.
Every time.
X.
I just wanna blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it.
How I blew it.
I just wanna leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out, if it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this.
I hate it.
I just wanna make it to the top. But until then, I guess I gotta get my ass a job.
Yeah.
I don't really wanna have to do it.
I don't really
wanna work outside.
No, I don't.
I don't really wanna have to serve it.
I don't really
wanna deal with any lines.
Nah.
I don't really wanna have to prove it.
I don't really
wanna have to be on time.
No, I don't
really wanna have to do shit.
No, I don't.